This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, U.S. Senate Indian Affairs Committee RICA hearing on Monday in Albuquerque. On Monday morning, October 7th, the U.S. Senate Committee on Indian Affairs will hold a field oversight hearing about the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, RECA, in Albuquerque to receive testimony from Native Americans, a Trinity Downwinder, a physician, and officials from the Department of Energy, DOE, and Environmental Protection Agency, EPA. Their focus is, quote, America's nuclear past, examining the effects of radiation in Indian country, end quote. The hearing will be held in the auditorium of the Southwestern Indian Polytechnic Institute beginning at 10:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. It will be live-streamed at indian.state.gov. Senator Tom Udall of New Mexico is the committee's vice chairman. Last year, he was instrumental in facilitating a RICA hearing before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee in Washington, D.C. Two witnesses at that hearing will be appearing Monday. They are the Honorable Jonathan Nez, President of the Navajo Nation, and Tina Cordova, a co-founder of the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium. On Monday, there will be two panels of witnesses. The first panel will include the EPA Deputy Regional Administrator at Region 6, headquartered in Dallas, Texas, David W. Gray. The Deputy Director of the DOE's Office of Legacy Management in Washington, D.C., Peter Okonski, and the Chief Medical Officer of the Navajo Area Indian Health Service in Window Rock, Arizona, Dr. Loretta Christensen. The second panel will include the Chairman of the 8 Northern Indian Pueblo Council, the Honorable Michael Chavarria of Santa Clara Pueblo, the Honorable Jonathan Nez, a Laguna Pueblo Council Representative Ryan Riley, an advocate for the Navajo Uranium Radiation Victims Committee, Phil Harrison, and Tina Cordova of Albuquerque. RICA is a federal program begun in 1990 that provides health care and compensation to those overexposed to radiation from uranium and above-ground atomic bomb tests. Proposed amendments to RICA are working their way through Congress to include the post-71 uranium workers and the New Mexico downwinders exposed to fallout from the 1945 Trinity test and tests at the Nevada test site. The New Mexico congressional delegation is in full support of the amendments. Tina Cordova said, quote, I'm honored that Senator Udall and his staff thought of me to testify before the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs about the issues that plague the downwind communities of New Mexico. In 2020, we will reach the 75th anniversary of the nuclear test at Trinity that forever changed our world and set a history of suffering in place for the people of New Mexico. It is time for the people of New Mexico to stand together and demand that our government grants the justice that generations have cried out for, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.